When we see images of purity, of innocence, of cleanliness, of unleashed joy and vitality, that innocence touches something very deep in us. It stirs in us the memory of our true being, and somehow we know once upon a time we had that. We came into this world as light, as beautiful beings full of vitality, full of freshness, full of spirituality, of joy, of love. We were purely authentic, full of gifts, full of capacities, and enjoy the freedom of just being who we truly are. I take a moment to remember that real part of me, full of that joy, full of that vibrancy, full of that light. But something happened over time. That freedom, that authenticity became darkened. It became stifled. As I experienced loss, as I experienced rejection, as I was told how to act, how to be in the world, to have a sense of belonging, I stifled that authentic part of my being. And sorrow began. To return to that innocence, I have to be ready to leave the darkness in my own mind. I have to be willing to sit in stillness. And so right now, I let go of the world and all of its influences on me. And I take a moment just to center myself in quietness. I prepare myself to leave this world. And I imagine a stairwell. And step by step, as I move up that stairwell, I feel lighter and lighter, farther and farther away from the heaviness that I've picked up on this journey of life. And I take a moment right now to sense my true being, that joy I felt as a child. That cleanliness, that freshness, that lightness that comes when I have no one I'm trying to be, nothing I'm trying to attain. When I am just in that pure state of contentment, I see myself as that light, and I feel myself as that pure, clean light. Unmixed with anything. From this place, it's easy to see how I allow the experiences of the world to define me, how I allowed situations to smother that innocence. The journey back to innocence is not a journey of becoming, it's a journey of remembering. And each time I take a moment like this to remember my true spirit of vitality, of power, of purity, then I take a step back home to the real me, to the authentic me. To that mind that is clean of any memory from the past. To that pure essence of peace. When I too lived with complete freedom, alive and content. and I make this promise to myself that I will take that journey back to innocence, step by step, with each moment that I remember my true spirit.